Edmond water rates are going up. As it stands now, there won't be a vote on changing Medicaid rules, and legislation to add a physical fitness test for students is pending with the governor. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, May 18th. I'm Deborah Shar. People who live in Edmond will soon be paying more for water service. Edmond City Council voted unanimously last week to increase the monthly base rate for water and wastewater service over the next 4 years. The new rates go into effect July 1st. Customers will pay about $18 more this year, and a similar increase is planned for next year. Service over the remaining 2 years will go up by about $3. The city says the rate hike is needed to help fund projects toward replacing an aging facility. A federal report shows Oklahoma ranks third in the nation for its number of electricity shutoffs. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has details.
As of 2024, Oklahoma has the third highest number of electricity disconnections in the nation. The U.S. Energy Information Administration released the first of its kind report in April. Utilities aren't historically required to report disconnections. The state's utility regulator, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, says it doesn't generally keep that kind of information. The report shows shutoffs from non-payments. Despite Oklahoma's modest population size, it fell just behind Texas and Florida in the ranking. Oklahoma does have some protections for residents who are behind on utility bills. The state doesn't allow disconnections when it's below 32 degrees or when the heat index is expected to be 101 degrees or higher. In all, the U.S. saw 13.4 million electricity shutoffs and 1.7 million gas disconnections in 2024. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
An effort to send Medicaid expansion back to Oklahoma voters has come to a close. State Impact's Julian Taylor reports none of the four state questions proposed by lawmakers made it to the finish line before they adjourned last week.
Republicans have been working since the start of session to send a ballot measure to Oklahomans, asking for more control over the state's Medicaid expansion population. Voters expanded eligibility to low-income adults in 2020 through a ballot initiative, which enshrined the population in the state constitution. That means lawmakers need a vote of the people to make changes.
You know, it's really disappointing.
That's House Speaker Kyle Hilbert. He ran one of the state questions that didn't make it to the governor's desk. He expressed frustration that lawmakers didn't come to an agreement.
I do think Medicaid is going to continue to be a big part of the conversation.
Hilbert did not rule out the possibility of a special session where this issue could be taken up again. But he says the decision is up to the governor. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
State lawmakers passed a bill to require a fitness assessment for Oklahoma students, and it's now pending with the governor. State Impact's Beth Wallace has details on the President Donald J. Trump physical fitness test.
Senate Bill 1437 by Edmond Republican Adam Pugh would direct the State Department of Education to establish guidelines for school districts to assess student physical fitness. The guidelines would be based on recommendations from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The bill itself is scant on details, leaving the particulars up to the State Department. Pugh says that gives the department flexibility to choose.
The way the Presidential Fitness, or the President's Council on Fitness works is it establishes kind of thresholds and benchmarks for every grade, but we're not saying that every grade has to take this.
Pugh received pushback from Tulsa Senator Regina Goodwin for the name of the program, calling Trump a, quote, draft dodger and not the most fit American. Pugh refused to address her questions. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.